100 or 800 megabytes a day of text downloading. It shot up to 4 gigs a day. And it's still there. Right now, as we speak, I mean, this poor thing is just, it's a 486. And it's just, boom, boom. The day I was slash dotted, a glorious day, and I'll always remember it. I remember going over to the computer and the light, disk drive light was on. And it was on. And I remember I was like doing some stuff and I kept glancing on. The disk drive light stayed on for 8 straight hours. Never blinked once, just the whole time. I mean, oh, this was a 486 I'd gotten out of the trash. And it was just pumping them. So that did tell me that I had tapped into something that people were interested in. So that was a good sign right there. So I did actually keep up with it. Now, like I said, I wanted this dream thing of like, oh, and here they all are. Here's all the text files. And I'm trying to actually increase it by saying, here's articles written by the original people about their text files and really giving some real perspective to it. Well, there are an entire other range of kids in the world who are part of the same breed that used to go on to sites and claim they had credit card numbers they didn't. Would go on and talk about their bulletin board system and try to charge for access. Who, like little snake oil salesmen, will grab 40 or 50 of my files, or have 40 or 50 files, I won't claim they got them from me, and put them up on their site. Porn banner, porn banner, porn banner, 3 files. Porn banner, porn banner, porn banner, where's 3 links, MP3, 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 hacker ROMs here, links. And it's like, what do you, I mean, you can't blame the kid for being industrious, you know. But I'm just thinking, what disservice you're doing, you know. I mean, I'm sitting here giving this shit out for free because I want people to have it, and you gotta make your little 5 cents per click because you want somebody to have an old file. No context. Cool bomb files. And they're actually, I guess that's more me going tut tut, you know, I'm my little store and I'm laughing at the little store down the street that sells inferior. It's the deep linkers I have learned to hate. The deep linkers are the people who have my entire site up on their site and each link actually links to my site and yanks them off. Text as wares. Text has something that somebody says, I'm going to rip them. They can't even spare the bandwidth for text. 3K text files, and they're gonna rip them off from me. They're gonna burn. They're gonna burn. A couple of the sites, you know, like I said, I do the referrers because it's always kind of interesting. The ones that scare me are the ones. Oh, there was one kid. He had a site up that was just anti-police. Police suck. The police and Mike. The police suck. The police suck. Go here to find recipes to blow up the police. The 4 words a librarian does not want to hear is blow up the police and pointing to you. So that really...
I wouldn't know anything about that.
No, you wouldn't know a damn thing about that. I used to run a bulletin board system called the Works BBS. This was in 1986 that I started it. Oh my God, you've heard of it. Oh, I see what you did. Okay. I started a bulletin board system in 1986 based on a PC port that I'd written of a BBS program called Waffle, which was originally on a board called the Dark Side of the Moon.
Yay!
408-245 spam. And
which should be up anytime again soon. Where is he?
Resurrect that baby.
Where is he?
So anyway.
I know where you live!
The sysop, glorious sysop. So it was originally a port of Waffle, and then it went to other software. I ran it for about 2 or 3 years. My father and I had a little bit of a falling out that ended in that line being shut off and me moving to Boston. I thought that line was free. Dad had a IBM purchase line. Oh, I loved it. Ah, more confession on tape. My father had a, what do they call it? The Guardian system. It was a callback system. You dialed into their computer, and their computer would hang up on you, and it would call back the number attached to your user account and then validate you. So IBM provided my father with a phone line for free. Well, the bills didn't come to my father. The phone line was in the name of IBM Corporation, Armonk, New York. So I started with a couple long-distance calls because I couldn't remember the code for that day. Couldn't, you know, I made a couple calls 1 month. Nothing happened. Made a few more calls. 6 months later, Alliance Teleconference! Calling everywhere! Fuck that code. I've got IBM behind me. IBM eventually tallied it and pulled my father into a thing and said, sir, why did you make $11,000 worth of calls? You were calling a local dial-up. Dad came home. That was that for that phone line. So the bulletin board system went down. About a year or two later, I got into conversation with a young gentleman who sounded very young, who I knew through another bulletin board system named Dave. And I had software that I'd written called Ferret PBS, and he took it. People started calling him after that. He became Dave Ferret. And he put up the works, and that's the works that most people know. I think it was a CDC board for a while. It was a bunch of other things. It was, my original board was where a very young person named Skeeve would come on. And on the other board, Skeeve became a co-sysop. And he grew up to be a very nice little boy. They all come from somewhere, I tell you.
Shucks.
He changed his name too. To a much more loving name, I guess. Anyway, so for me, you know, there was a part of this that I, you know, that was my little stake in all this. And so I collected text files. I was a text file BBS. So that's where the original collection came, when I built the current one. Now, I'm going to shift gears just for the last part of my talk here. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on if you're a junkie or not, the major shift in computer usage has unfortunately almost primarily become the need to understand politics to some degree. I was never a big fan of watching laws being made and watching the whole process. It's the whole sausages analogy. You might want to eat them, but you don't want to know how they're being made. And as a result, I've had to keep my eye on laws that are coming out. Every few years now, there are laws, well, there are proposed laws that are going through the House that just make me shit my pants. They have great names, too. I mean, they have those names that you can't stand up against these names. The one I'm specifically thinking of is, what was it? The Anti-Terrorism Defense Act. I mean, you know, what are you going to stand up and go, that sounds really fine. You don't need to be going after terrorism. You know. Well, the person who is behind this is a nice lady, called Dianne Feinstein. She was the mayor of San Francisco for a while. I heard a rumor. This is just a rumor. She passed a bunch of, I'll explain about her whole gun position too, but apparently she was busted for bringing a gun on an airplane. Her or one of her people had like a gun. Walked through an airport. Anyway, I heard that, and I haven't found the, I was going crazy trying to find that article just before now, but I will spread that horrible rumor about her. She's had a number of interesting laws. Obviously, she has passed some important legislation, like the White Zinfandel Grape Week Act of 2000, which declares January 21st through 28th of 2001 to be National Grape, White Grape Zinfandel Week, in recognition of all the things
that... Thank God.
Thank God. Children rest easy in their beds. She has things that she believes very strongly in. She doesn't want to see babies explode. We're really at the other side on this issue. She doesn't want to see babies explode. So how do we prevent the babies from exploding? Well, let's make it so that nothing in the world can explode. How do we make it so nothing can... Don't talk about the exploding. The first rule of explosions is don't talk about explosions. Second rule of explosions, don't talk about explosions. So she started to go after... she put up this thing where she said, you can't discuss bomb making on the internet. And people in Congress said, what the fuck are you talking about? Of course they can talk about that. So she had to morph it a little bit. So it began, you can't discuss this stuff with the intent to harm. So now it's, that kind of passed. People said, well, okay, that's fine. So that one actually got through and got killed in committee. She did this again. She keeps trying to do it. Her and Orrin Hatch. Sometimes you'll see Orrin Hatch's name attached to it. Sometimes it's her name. But it really has her stink about it. She had a law where she didn't want guns in churches. I love that one. She's also constantly trying to have everything reclassified as an assault weapon. Because they finally had something, you know, you can't have assault weapons. She's trying to have everything. If something could potentially be used for an assault weapon, she wants it banned.
Steak knife.
And so she doesn't, you know, that's her approach. Now, fine. I've always been afraid of that. That eventually, the most important thing about all of her laws, the real chrome nitrous burning part of the engine of her law, is that they always have these unbelievable bowel loosening sentences attached to them. Because it's one thing to go, oh, that damn law, you know, they say I can't drive with my shoes off. I'm going to drive with my shoes off. I might get, you know, a ticket. But one of them, put up bomb-making information with intent to distribute, 20 years. The $10,000 fine, something like that. An enormous amount of time. Well, now, what position does that put me in? That I've got, you know, anarchy for fun and profit. And the person, I could argue it, but now I'm not talking about, oh, I got in trouble. I'm talking 20 years for that. You know, the idea here is the initial solution is, you know, go into surfing. Just turn off that computer and get the hell out of the house, which I don't obviously want to do. So I've been kind of running the site. And it is important to me that the files get out. I don't want people to use them. I just want people to have them. I want text files to become wares again. I want them to become this thing, this block, that people trade and keep. And things people said, some very funny, wonderful things, some horrible things, some nasty things, all this wonderful human discourse, I want it saved, preserved, referenced, contexted. I have kids who are... I'm thinking, of course, of Mr. Ohm, who was this kid. He was 15 at Hope. And I, you know, came in there, and I was introducing myself to Cheshire, because I was like that guy. And they go, oh, he's the text files comm guy. Mr. Ohm, who's 15, turns to me and goes, whoa, I learned all my freaking from you. That makes me proud. I said, don't build the blue box. Don't do it. The blotto box!
Or perhaps the urine box?
We already mentioned the blotto box last year. The blotto box was a box that would destroy an area code.
The urine box was the one that would kill the person at the other end of the line.
The urine box would kill everyone at the other end of the line. And the blotto box would blow everyone up, but it was the only box that involved a Honda generator. One of my favorite lines was, when the blue sphere of electricity shoots from the exchange, run like hell! I smashed the state. Nobody can dial Hoboken. Now, I thought that, you know, I'd always like worried about the bomb info, and I knew I was always like risking something being there. But then, I did not expect, or maybe I should have, that the focus would kind of move away from bombs because nobody's killed anybody in the news and major massacre in the country for enough thing that the country's kind of yawned and moved on. But drugs, I didn't expect this whole anti-methamphetamine thing. There is an act that Diane's been trying to get through for some time. The Methamphetamine Anti-Proliferation Act of 1999, at least it's named what it is. Let's stop methamphetamines from getting everywhere. And once again, she moves into her little thing of like, let's get people to stop talking about them. Let's get people to stop talking. And she actually, it doesn't really say methamphetamines. It says illegal drugs. And it says you can't have, now once again, this has changed in the last week, but the original intent of the law was you can't have information on how. You can't have information on the use. You cannot discuss the use. You cannot link to a site that does any of these things. In all those cases, 20 years! Could you imagine? 20 years for linking to High Times. You in the bars going, oh, man. Well, that's the thing. Now, they've changed this, that, the other thing. In the past week, they've gotten rid of, like, the linking part. And it was adhered to a bankruptcy act. So it's Bankruptcy Act, Drug Proliferation Anti-Act. Empowerment of Women Act, actually, is on there, too. And then more bankruptcy. So it's this heinous griffon that the Congress has created. So I don't know if it'll go through it, if it'll not go through it, if it'll be killed or whatever in committee or whatever. But this is the, you know, this, that day-to-day weird-ass, let's go after this big, crazy internet thing, just drives me up the wall. So that's part of why I made the entire site downloadable. But I really don't think that's enough protection. I expect that maybe someday I might be shut down. Somebody might come up with some really cool excuse and the political thing of the day, and somebody everyone loves will die of methamphetamines. And they'll go, we have to get rid of these, and they'll go for me. I did one little piece of political, angry, whatever. You know that wonderful art, and it starts with S-T-E, and I always pronounce it wrong, where you put messages into pictures. Yeah, I took one of my methamphetamine recipes and put it in Dianne Feinstein's picture and put it up on my site. Now, I do not say the recipe works. The passphrase is First Amendment, and it's an idea encrypted and yada yada. It was like 10 minutes, download the tools, do it. Oh, yay, I'm an activist. So I did that, but I don't think, you know, I mean, that's not really where I want to be. I am concerned that someday it's going to be me in the little friggin' suit with, like, some ACLU lawyer, EFF lawyer, random suit over here saying, I should be killed. I should go away for the rest of my life for how to fuck up your parents' dinner party. Let me think of another grand classic. What's a really...
How to Kill Santa Claus Dead?
How to Kill Santa Claus Dead, with its sequel, How to Kill the Easter Bunny Dead.
Thank you, Neon Knights.
Yeah, the Neon Knights. The Neon Knights and Metal Communications. So, you know, another fine group that has disappeared.
Bunny Lust.
Sex with Satan was one of my favorites. I want to be in...
That's the file Rivera called CDC a bunch of sickos for.
Yeah, that's right. I want that in front of me at a congressional hearing. Just, anyway, so unfortunately, you know, realism rears its ugly head. I am always touched by the stories of the guys who go, I fought up against the government. My life was destroyed. I lost everything I own. I fought the government. You should fight the government, too. And I'm like, dude, oh, you know, I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I'm just an archivist. So my next solution was, well, I'm in the middle of working on this project. Why don't I make copies and give them to people? Why don't I turn textfiles.com into a where? You can't give away 5K files anymore. It's too small. In a world where people are downloading 4 megabyte files to listen to Mariah Carey, could you imagine? Rip some 13-year-old out of 83, bring him here and go, yeah, we just downloaded a 4 meg file. Dude, 4 megabytes! Holy shit, what is it?
What did you put it on?
What? Who?
What did you put it on? Four megabytes.
4 megabytes? 460 C64 is strapped together with duct tape. Yeah, baby. Dude, Department of Defense computer. It's just this incredible, you know, nobody pays attention to the little text file, so you gotta make it big. You know, when people like, you know, they download the 400 megabyte ASF of Fight Club. You know, you want to get their attention. You go, here's a where. Something you can fill a CD-ROM with. So I did. Now, once again, I said I'm not selling textfiles.com CD-ROMs. I'm giving them away.
In very sharp.
What I'd like to do is... Thank you. What I'd like to do is, I was doing this before, but nobody was listening. Now they'll listen. I was trying to find a CD-ROM burner, give it to the guy and go, you go for it. Do it on a Linux box so there's no virus put on it. They're text files. But you never know, right? You know, in a world where there's auto-run. Duh! Anyway, the idea here is, I want people, right now what this CD contains, And again, this is part actually of why I love that I was born when I was born, because from a time when one of these things, let's just use the Apple example, 160K per side, and to get the second side, you had to make a notch in the there were single-sided and there were double-sided floppies. Double-sided floppies were fuck expensive compared to the single, double price. You know, verification and all that, but people figured out very quickly that all the single-sided meant was, it wasn't the greatest second side. So, what they would do is, they would make a notch here, you could flip it over, and you could use the second side as if it was the first side. Double. What's that, 420K on one of these floppies. When we switched over.
360. 360?
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
There's 180 on one side.
I bow to your knowledge of the old times. The ancient knowledge. So anyway, so when you compare that to 640 megabytes plus, yes, cheap ass tricks to get more, but, you know, I mean, this is incredible to me. I still am at wonder, you know, I'm just, I love this. I love that people were able to put all this crap on little plastic pieces of shit. I knew that I don't like the phrase, I'm starting to feel old. I felt a little weird in a computer store when I saw, you know, the new Rayman adventures, free magnet inside. It was a computer game with a free magnet inside of the main character. Holy shit! They fixed that little magnet problem. So, you know, this to me, I just love this. I love that. I love the business card sized ones that can fit like 200 meg. Boom, baby! My life! Right there, on the card. Flip it over. So, what's on here is the currenttextfiles.com site. The thing identifies itself as the DEF CON remix, because it's really cool to give some lame-ass little file you typed up 2 seconds before you burnt it with bad spelling to say, look, it's my stuff. It's all of textfiles.com as it currently stands. All of scene.textfiles.com, which is a site run by Mogul, which is where, after a while, I got really tired of people mailing me and going, dude, new version of my zine is now out. It was just driving me nuts, so he took that over. So the new, it's like a collection as of 3 days ago of all the newest links to all the newest e-zines. And my inbox, which would make a hardened Marine cry. It's 600 megabytes of stuff. By the way, if you donate me text files, and I should actually make a call for that, I love getting donated text files. Don't sort them for me before they come in. Except for, if you can, delete all the fracks. Because people send me, like, I've sent you 80 megs of text files, and, you know, it's almost all frack. I got frack. I got all the fracks. I went to frack.com and got all the fracks. This is not lost knowledge. I got them. So other than that, you know, don't sort through them because it takes more time. Just give me all the stuff. I got all these tools. Boom, boom, boom. Go through all of them. It's really great. But as a result, the inbox is massive. So it's the entire inbox. If I were to just stop doing text files today, which I am not, you could take this file, unpack it in your directory, and you have the site. You could theoretically continue my work. It's really boring. But you could. But it's out there. It's turned into a where. It's a 566 meg tar GZ. Throw it up on a file sharing thing. Throw it up on some decentralized thing. Dude, I got 420 Genesis ROMs. I got Fight Club. I have every major text file ever made in the 19... There's those great commercials with that one place where they go, what kind of, how's your room service? We don't have room service. How's this? We don't have that. Do you have towels? No. Do you have any movies? We have every movie in every language ever made. That would be my dream, where just someone goes, hey man, what's that file over there? That little 700 meg file. I could download that right now. Oh, that's every text file made by every bulletin board system ever. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm shooting for that. So I want people to take this. I don't care what you do with it. It's not really that important to me that you complete my incredible work. You know, the half-finished, you know, portrait of Al Bell that I, you know, constructing out of a mountain. I don't need, you know, you don't have to do that. All I want is you take it, you shove it in a drawer, you shove it somewhere, you put it on a hard drive, you stick it in the MP3 directory, you don't care. It's there, it's saved, it's preserved forever. And that's what I'm all about. So, that's what I'm all about. So, everyone who came in late, I'm Jason Scott. I run textfiles.com. I really like text files. Okay. Thank you.
You failed to mention the loser be gone button.
I will now take poorly phrased questions that nobody can hear.
The loser be gone button, it clearly states in the program that you'll tell us about the mystery of the loser be gone
button. I was such a nerd when I ran my bulletin board system that I had a monitor going out of the monochrome port of my IBM PC through some stereo wire into my other room, which was my bedroom, with a remote monitor so I could watch people log in and log out all day and night. Scroll, 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 log in. My custom software also played the Jeopardy theme song when you typed in your password. So I'd hear, da, 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 and I'd run over.
But you could hear it. Nobody else could hear it.
Exactly. Only I could hear it. I also hooked up Eliza to the SysOp chat program. The record was 2 hours. 2 hours before. Why are you talking to me like this?
You should explain what Eliza is for people who don't realize what Eliza is.
Oh. They know what it is. I'm not gonna, come on, this was pretty pedantic, but by the way, there is a disk sleeve archive in case you have any that you want to scan and put in. I don't run it, but it's on my site. So, I'm watching my site in bed, watching TV, BBS by my left, and every once in a while, you know, Krusty Underwear would log on, or your mother would log on. I'm not going to get my lazy ass out of bed, go through the other room, press boot and all that. I made the loser be gone button. The loser be gone button was a Radio Shack switch hooked up to the phone line such that it went through it. And I'd look at the thing and do Krusty Under. Press it back in again. Dude's gone. He lost his carrier. So I don't know. There was just something really kind of, when you're a kid, I mean, you're...
How old were you?
Huh?
How old were you?
22.
You are so mean. I was 15. I was actually about 15, 16 about that point, I think. Something about that point. About 15, 16 that you're really, you know, just enough that you want to do stuff, but you have no Mac. You don't have enough M-I-C-K. You don't have enough money to do something, you know, I'm going to do this, and you don't have the money to go, or whatever, you know. So that's pretty much, that's the story, the saga of the lost loser be gone button.
And it was so worth it.
It was so worth it. I was not an only child, however, my mother could not afford the 3 children who were living with her, and I went to live with my father, and I, did live with my father. I did not have a car. I never learned to drive until I was like 26 or something. I spent a lot of time at home. And yeah, so I was as close to an only child as you can get while still having a brother and sister. That's right, my sister. Any other questions, quick questions before they move on to the next wonderful event here at DEF CON? Oh, cut. Is there any, oh, what? So what? What about it? Oh, of course! It comes full circle. I am still distributing ASCII prawn to the masses. Thank you for coming to my talk. I will talk with anybody about old crap starting from this moment back. And thank you much for your time.
Thanks very much.